Greetings to all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I praise and thank God for this wonderful time that the Lord has given to us to be together. I ask all of you to be in a prayerful attitude as we are going to read from the Word read and study from the Word. This has been a theme that's on my heart, which I am unworthy to preach. I'm sure there's more victorious and successful people to preach this one. But since you are sanctified by the word of the Lord and it's our responsibility to study from the word, I'm going to take up that great task to share this particular theme. My encouragement is Jesus said that you need to teach all that I have commanded you, and doesn't say that you have to teach all that you have perfected in. So I'm going to go ahead and share something that the Lord has put on my heart. If you ask me personally, if somebody who has spoken to me personally over this past few days and weeks, would know that I personally don't want to do the sermon. This particular topic per se, this is a topic that has been there 7 months before on my heart. Now the Lord has given enough and more convictions and confirmations to the point that I have been disciplined by the amount of confirmations. So the topic that I would like to talk on today is called Forgiveness and Reconciliation. Let's read from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 onwards. Class students will help me read it. Abel, can you help me read verse 21? Matthew 18, 21. Get the mics, please. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. After Peter asked this question, Jesus responds to him saying, I did not say to you up to seven times, but to up to 70 times seven. And then he goes ahead and tells the parable of the unforgiving servant. This parable is going to be the outline on the next few things that I will be sharing on. I ask all of you to be in prayer. So forgiveness is very crucial to our church, to our families, and the relationship between believers. Right? It's very crucial. Forgiveness is very... We all pray for unity of the church. We all pray, when we pray for unity of the church, one thing we don't realize or we don't explicitly say is in order for the unity to happen, we need to have love in each other, have love for each other. But if we have to have love for each other, love does not keep a record of wrongdoings, which means we need to have a forgiving nature. Meaning, if the church has to have unity, we need to be on the same page for forgiveness. So let's read verse 23. Abel, if you are able to now. Okay, Judy, can you get to verse 23? Right, so Jesus starts off saying the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. He is responding, trying to explain how forgiveness should look like. And he starts telling that it's like a kingdom of heaven where the king wants to settle accounts. So in the kingdom of God, God makes sure or God seeks for accounts to be settled. Devirajyathil karanamengil, you know, kadangondangotta karan parathilla. Right, and what kind of debts are we talking about? Right, so in verse 23, we can see that one, the king likes to have a clear relationship with his people. That's why he's saying, "Wait, you know what? Let me settle accounts with you. Do you owe anything to me?" Right. So it is where that means one thing is there in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, or in the church. There is a place where you have to make sure you give all the honor that is due. If that is honor due to your parents, make sure it is given to your parents. If it is honor due to the elders, make sure it is given to the elders. Don't hold it back, because God is going to seek an account for how you have dealt with and when you are in the kingdom. Verses 24 to 27, Abel. Mm-hmm. All right, so in this parable, there's the king. He's calling out one particular here. He's going through this certain servants over here, and one particular servant has a lot of debt. And at this point, the king is saying, wait, you have a lot of debt. You need to pay it off. And the servant is suddenly falls at his feet. Verse 26, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. But by that time, the master had put the person in prison, or assigned him to be in the prison. And then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him his debt. We can see forgiveness has to come only from the offender, the offended. Only the offended can give the forgiveness. For example, I'm taking my car, reversing my car. I slam it into Sangeet's car, and then Joshua comes and says, you know what, I forgive you. It doesn't work that way. It is the responsibility of the offended to give the forgiveness. And we can see here, the king is able to give the forgiveness. In our personal life, in our relationships, if I am offended, I am pretty sure in this church everybody will say, I have been offended one way or the other. Good news or bad news, scripturally I will tell you are the one who have to forgive. If I am offended, I have to forgive. If I am offended by Alan, it is irrespective of whether Alan comes to me or not, I have to forgive. That is the standard of the kingdom. Because the kingdom, the king, this is how he approaches it. He wants to settle accounts. Because Romans chapter 13 verse 8 says, do not owe anything, anyone to anything else besides love. That's the only thing you should owe. Meaning you can give excess of love, but nothing else. You can give excess of love and nothing else. Right? So the forgiveness has to come. Should come only from the offended one. And it is only the offended one who has the power to release that forgiveness. Meaning, it is in the power of Sangeet to say, it's okay, I can take care of it. It's again on the person of the offended. We all have so many theories to it. I'm going to come. It may be very uncomfortable. But think of all of the people who has offended you. And based off of what Jesus is explaining, you have to offer forgiveness. You have to offer forgiveness. And you can see in verse 27, it said, Matthew chapter 18, verse 27 was, then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgive him, and forgive him the debt. Meaning, if the heart has compassion, that's where it starts from. So, you could be so godly, and you can hold on to certain grudges. Based off of the word of God, if you don't have a compassionate heart, you are not going to be able to forgive. And not only is, forgiveness is expensive. Forgiveness means I am going to suffer the loss. If forgiveness is free, that's not true forgiveness. Meaning, if it cost you nothing, it was not forgiveness. If following Christ cost you nothing, it is not true following. Nammada kunjungalka, palarkam, they didn't have to do sacrifices at all. So that means they are, right now, Christians for the name's sake. But when they start to give up, when they start to cut off things in their life, that's when it starts to be true following, true discipleship, true calling. We can see over here, this servant gets forgiven and this servant goes out. Now this is the next character, is this servant who was forgiven is what we need to study carefully. We need to see what he was doing, what was his response. Verse 28, Sharon, can you read for that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now see, pay me what you owe. He's saying, hey, you owe me something. I need that. Hey, you owe me respect. I need that. You didn't give me that. And that pay me, in the Greek, it's not there, but the more you understand it, he's telling about me, that is the ego. I is ego. Ego. Satisfy my ego. Satisfy my ego. Satisfy my ego. He, and look at verse 29. Sharon, can you read verse 29 as well? Did you notice one thing? In verse 29 and verse 26, they had the same pleading to the master, like same pleading to the one who they owed. Ore prarthana. Pashe hrudayathinte manobhavam rendu vera different. Like, I could be praying for forgiveness. Alan could be praying for forgiveness. How we both are going to respond to it is going to be different. The king was willing to have compassion. Being moved with compassion, he forgave him. This servant over here, he says, satisfy my ego. You didn't respect me the way I wanted to. When I came there, I'm going to speak in a church context. I'm not going to make this very flowery. In the church context, enikku venda bahumanam thannilla. Alla, enikku oru stotram thannilla ennu paranjalum. See, you can tell it in a humorous sense, I understand. There is a grace to it. But if you make an issue out of it, then keep in mind, the greatest debt that we owed was to the Lord. And he forgave you, irrespective of you even going and asking him when he died on the cross. Which means it is expected for the one who has received forgiveness to reveal, extend, deliver that forgiveness the way Lord Jesus did it to us. I know we all have gone through hurts, right? Whenever, especially when we have gone through church splits, it's a very deep hurt. Pashe, your still calling is forgive as Jesus forgive you. You know why? In Matthew chapter 6, when the Lord does his prayer, he says, forgive me, Lord, as I forgive my debtors. And I think I've said this before. Lord, deal with me as I deal with those who owe to me. Some of us carry bitterness for years. And the Lord is saying, wait, I want to forgive you, but I have only one condition. I can only forgive if you forgive. I have forgiven what you did to me. But now you got to extend that forgiveness. So this servant over here, he doesn't forgive or he forgets all of that. He says, hey, satisfy my ego. The servant falls down, tells the same prayer. Even when that same prayer was heard, this person didn't realize, wait, this was my same prayer for myself. We forget. We are so quick to forget. We forget when it comes to what other person owes to us. Keep in mind, what we see as debt is wrongly defined. You know, this is how you should see debt. You should define debt as this, if you want to say in a mathematical way. Debt that someone owes to you over what has been forgiven to you. And when you put that mathematical ratio, this value will always be zero. Because the denominator is a really large number. Because you offended God and he wiped it away. So that means there is no offense that you can hold on to. Biblically speaking, that should cause you to change your dealings in church. Some people will say, I'm offended. You know what? Ini ippa padi interaction on churchil venda. You know what? Hey, I gave it my all. This is what I got. I will stay here. That means, now people will say, you know what? We have to be very mature about it. And you know what? There is a part where we have to be careful. But you are serving Christ. If you are serving ego, that's a problem. If you are serving Christ, you die serving. Which means the way you come to church, right? The effort you put into it. That all shows how much passionate and how much love you have for Christ. And some will say, hey, njan aathmeeya golathil korcha naalayittu undu. Idakka kandatha. Idakke thodakkathilakke nalla thiya. Irrespective, God expects you to forgive the way he forgave you. Verse 30. And he went, he would not listen. You know why? When you don't want to forgive, ah offender vannu etra kaalu pidichalum, you won't forgive him. Because your heart doesn't have compassion. The offender will fall on your feet and say, I am sorry. But you won't, because you won't have the heart of compassion. Or you don't have the heart of compassion. This is what Jesus is saying. Right? And he threw him into the prison. Let me tell you what unforgiveness is. Unforgiving nature is putting the offender into a prison where the only way he can actually repay you is by not being in the prison. Meaning, you put him into a certain box. Avan etra nallathu cheythalum ഇനി അവനെ നീ അത് ഇന്ന് പുറത്തിറക്കത്തില്ല. ബിക്കോസ് യു നോ വൈ? യു പുട്ട് ഇൻ ടു എ സർട്ടൻ പ്രിസൺ, യു ലോക്ക്ഡ് ഹിം ആൻഡ് യു പുട്ട് ദാറ്റ് കീ വിത്ത് യു. ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ക്യാൻ ഡു സാക്രിഫൈസ് ഫോർ യു ആൻഡ് യു വിൽ സ്റ്റിൽ സേ നോ. അവൻ പണ്ട് അത് ചെയ്തല്ലേ, അവൻ ഇന്നും അത്. വി വിൽ സേ, ആൻഡ് അവർ കൾച്ചർ ഇസ് ഗുഡ് അറ്റ് ഇറ്റ്. പക്ഷേ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ബിബ്ലിക്കൽ. ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഹിയർ, ഇഫ് സംബഡി ഇസ് ഹിയർ ടു എക്സോൾട്ട് മലയാളി കൾച്ചർ, നോ, വി ആർ ഹിയർ ടു എക്സോൾട്ട് വാട്ട് ഗോഡ് വാണ്ട്സ് അസ്. We have to forgive. It is not easy. It is not meant to be easy. If it was meant to be easy, then it is no sacrifice at all. Vedana illengil adu serikkulla velayalla. Unforgiveness is putting the offender in the prison and keeping that key. And even if he wants to repent, you will not allow, because you don't have a heart of compassion, and now you are preventing him from any possible repentance. Meaning, he actually may have repented, but say in your heart, he will not have repented. Nammal ini changu varachu koduthal chembarathi povu ennu parayunnu. Right? Adha, that's what the offender will give the heart, and you will say, oh, this looks like a rose flower. No, it's his life. And you will still trample over it. That is unforgiving servant. Over here, can we go to 2 Corinthians 2 verse 10? I think I already touched this in my last sermon. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 10. Anybody can read it. It's fine. Because I'm... Okay, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your... sakes in the presence of Christ. Verse 11, Stacey. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Let me ask you one thing. I think I've told this before. നമ്മളെല്ലാവരും കാണാതെ ഒരുവിടുന്ന വാക്യമല്ലേ ഇത്? പിശാചിന്റെ തന്ത്രങ്ങളെ നമ്മൾ അറിയാത്തവരല്ലല്ലോ. എപ്പോഴാ തന്ത്രം ഇറക്കുന്നേ? When you have chosen not to forgive. When you're choosing not to forgive, the devil has a place in your heart. If we as a church are choosing not to forgive, we are having a place for the devil here. Comfortable. എനിക്കറിയാം ഇത് സുഖമുള്ളതല്ല. I know it's not comfortable. But This is what he's saying. Because you know what? Your unforgiveness is a place for him to slightly enter. Slightly rain. And then what you will say? Oh, avan anne alle enikku pande ariyarun avan angane. But our calling is what? See, idu Bobinte theology alla. Idu Yeshu thanne paranja parable of unforgiving servant. Njan ende life il in the past, I had this my second time I preach on forgiveness. I don't. But this time it was dire need. The Lord impressed upon me multiple times from external sources, from people I would not even imagine. The Lord spoke to me, encouraged me, said, forgiveness. Sabayil aikyathaykku vendi prarthikkunnengil aadyam prarthikkendathu karthave shemikkuvan kruba. Ennu vechal, Lord, give me the grace to release the offenders of my life. It is not easy. But that's the calling. And the only way that gets easy is when you realize what you have been released from. When you realize before the offender offended you, you offended the King of Kings. That is when it's okay. That's when it's easier. Pishajinte tandrangale ariyathavarallallo. You can see in verse 31, so when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Meaning, this unforgiving servant's nature response was being viewed by certain people. Appa chelavar adu kandondirikkuva nammada case il, maybe all parents, all adults, all those who are mature, old. Let me ask you one thing. If we read like this, so when his near and dear and children saw what had been done, they were grieved. Do our children feel grieved with the act of the parents? Because the calling is forgive. Appa appanu ammayum shemichillelo. സഹോദരന്മാർ ക്ഷമിച്ചില്ലേലോ, അല്ല വീട്ടിൽ ക്ഷമിക്കാത്ത വിഷയമാ സംസാരിക്കുന്നെങ്കിലോ. അപ്പം നിങ്ങൾ ഇതുവരെ, യു ഷുഡ് നൗ തിങ്ക് ഓഫ് ദ വൺ തിങ് ഇസ് ഹിയർ, ടിൽ നൗ ദ കിങ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഇൻവോൾവ് വിത്ത് ദ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദ സെർവൻ ആൻഡ് ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് വൺ, റൈറ്റ്? വാട്ട്സ് ഇറ്റ് സേ ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ്? വേഴ്സ് 32. ദെൻ ഹിസ് മാസ്റ്റർ ആഫ്റ്റർ ഹി കോൾഡ്. സി, ഡു യു വോണ്ട് ദ കിങ് ഓഫ് കിങ്സ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് ഇൻവോൾവ് ഇൻ യുവർ മാറ്റർ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ യു ആൻഡ് യുവർ ബ്രദർ? ഇടപെടണോ? ഇടപെട്ടാൽ നിനക്ക് ദോഷമാണ്. അതിന് മുമ്പ് തീർക്ക്. ബിക്കോസ് ദ കിങ് വിൽ ഹാവ് ഓൾ റൈറ്റ് ടു പെർസിക്യൂട്ട് യു. ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് എ മാറ്റർ വിത്ത് യുവർ ബ്രദർ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് അൺറിസോൾവ്ഡ്, സ്റ്റെപ്പ് അപ്പ്, റിസോൾവ് ഇറ്റ്. അതർവൈസ് ദ കിങ് വിൽ ഹിംസെൽഫ് എൻ്റർ ആൻഡ് ഹി വിൽ ആസ്ക് യു അക്കൗണ്ട് ഫോർ എവറിഥിങ് ദാറ്റ് വാസ് പ്രീവിയസ്ലി റിട്ടൺ ഓഫ്. ഹി ഈസ് നോട്ട് ആസ്കിംഗ് ക്ലിയർലി റെയർ, ബട്ട് ഹി ആർ ഗെറ്റിംഗ് ദ സെയിം പണിഷ്മെൻറ്റ്. This time, what happens is, you know, what is the end result? What is the king saying here? Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant. Dushtante adayalo nu vechal kittiya shema mattiyakku shema kodukkathada. Nammada churchil we will say there are no wicked, but based on biblical standards, we are wicked if we haven't given the forgiveness that we have received. I know this is not preached. എനിക്ക് കിട്ടിയ ക്ഷമ ഞാൻ വേറൊരാൾക്ക് കൊടുക്കുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ അതും എന്തുകൊണ്ടാണ് ക്ഷമിക്കാത്ത? എൻ്റെ ഈഗോയെ അവൻ സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈ ചെയ്തില്ല. ഹീ ഈസ് നോട്ട് അപ്പീസ്ഡ് ടു, യുനോ, ഹീ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഗിവൺ മീ ദ റെസ്പെക്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഐ വാസ് യുനോ ഐ ഡിസേർവ്ഡ്. യുനോ, ദ മോമെൻറ്റ് വി ഫോളോഡ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്, എവറി നോ റെസ്പെക്ട്, എല്ലാം ഡൗൺ ആണ്. വി സെഡ്, യുനോ, വട്ട് ഇസ് ഗലേഷ്യൻസ് 2:20? ഏബൽ, കൻ യു ടേക്ക് ഗലേഷ്യൻസ് 2:20? Yeah. I have been crucified with, thank you, Stacey. It is no longer I who live. Appam, if it is no longer I who live, who talks in the jal body? If it is no longer I who live, don't distinguish between a responsible person and a prideful person. That's what I'm saying. Don't say, jal body uttaravatham edukkande, adalla. You know, there is a, you know, when an illustration is said, there is a intent behind it. You cannot expand it universally. It is no longer I who live. So this servant has a very small thing is, Nyan paranya karyathinod avan yojichilla. We both don't align on that thing. Now that's the biggest issue. And not only that, we not aligned on it. If that person comes and says, you know what, based off of Matthew chapter 5, I believe that there is something between us and I am going to, you know, I want to come and ask you and say, sorry, you will say, ingane kaanikku. But the king, when he involves in this matter, he calls you not unforgiving. He calls you wicked. I know we are used to only saying sinner, but wicked is more of a hostile nature of a sinner. But where were we saved from? Being a sinner. Now who are we in the church? We are supposed to be saints, but now we are wicked. Where are we going as a church? Where are we going as families? Where are we going between believers? Nammal evide pova? Ellarum angottu pova. My dad always says, ellarum angottu pova. Ivide. Yeah, you know, just for the sake of the illustration, just follow with me. You know, Acts chapter 2, there is a verse that says, you know, Pentecost, can you take that, Stacey, for me? Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Pentecost, vannappol ellavarum oru sthalathu onnichu koodiyirunnu. Eda oru sthalathu orumichalle irikkune. Appo oru sthalathu onnikkade. അവിടെ പെന്തക്കോസ്ത എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് കാര്യമൊന്നുമില്ല. See, I understand. Don't worry about the space here, but you get the point. We can be gathered together in one place, but be not one in heart. And there, no anointing. We can have 40 days fasting prayer. The consent, the agreement is only one for Lord. Is you are united, then I will do something with you. That means you need to love each other, which means you need to forgive each other. That is the only condition. You want a revival, KPC church, God has great plans for this church. Pashe, nammalil palalum chelathakka thaathu vechey pattu. Hallelujah. So, do you want the king to get involved in your matter? That means, devan thanne ninnodu shemikkano ennu parayanengil, നീ ആദ്യമേ ചെയ്തില്ലെന്നുള്ള സത്യം. റൈറ്റ്? ഇഫ് ദ മാസ്റ്റർ ഹാസ് ടു കം ആൻഡ് സേ യു ഡിഡ്ന്റ് ഡു ഇറ്റ്, വാട്ട് ഡസ് ദാറ്റ് മീൻ? യു വെർ സ്ലോ ടു ബി ഒബീഡിയൻ ടു ദ വേർഡ് ദാറ്റ് യു എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്. ഹി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ്. ഹി വാസ് എക്സ്പെക്ടഡ് ടു ഡു ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ്. നൗ ഹി ഡിഡ്ന്റ് ഡു ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ്. ദ മാസ്റ്റർ ഗെറ്റ്സ് ഇൻവോൾവ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ മാറ്റർ ആൻഡ് നൗ ഹി സേസ്, വെയിറ്റ്, യു ആർ എ വിക്കഡ് സെർവന്റ് ആൻഡ് നൗ യു ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് എ സെക്കൻഡ് ചാൻസ് ബിക്കോസ് ഐ ഗേവ് യു എ ചാൻസ്. ഞാൻ ഓൾറെഡി നിനക്കൊരു സാഹചര്യം. Why do people start getting less involved in churches? Because of these grievances. And everybody has a common testimony. I died for this church. Pinna edak ennito. You're supposed to be dead. I don't know if I told you this. We come from a Marthamite background. And my mom was super strong Marthamite, and my dad, he left Marthamite, and my dad would say, you know, you have to accept faith. I was 2 years old or 1 year old maybe, and my dad would always say this, and my amma is, she's from Rani, so she's got very strong words too. So she's told one thing, she's like, Nyana chattalum ma pendikosi verathil. And my dad, with the wisdom that he gave, for those who know, probably know it, it's like, chattale varam verathullu. You can only come to Pentecost and be a disciple only if you have died to yourself. But that self is what the servant is saying, you haven't satisfied my ego. Nyan ithrayum cheyidalle oru nanni vaakku endo nanniya എന്തോ ചെയ്തു. വാട്ട് ആർ വി കമ്പയറിങ് എഗൻസ്റ്റ്? വി ആർ കമ്പയറിങ് എഗൻസ്റ്റ് ദ ബാക്ക്സ്ലിഡൻ ബിലീവർ, ബട്ട് വി ആർ സപ്പോസ് ടു കമ്പയർ എഗൻസ്റ്റ് ദ വൺ ഹു ഗേവ്സ് ലൈഫ് ഫോർ അസ്. യു സീ ദ ദൈവരാജ്യത്തിന്റെ ഷിഫ്റ്റ് കണ്ടോ? വി ആർ കമ്പയറിങ് വിത്ത് ദ വൺസ് ഹു at home we talk this conversation, and sometimes, you know, I tell Priya a bit strong language. I'm like saying, don't kachada example ayittu compare riyal, don't compare yourself with trash, compare yourself with Christ. And you know between our natures, you know who is the one who's talking more, right? So anyways, I have learned, till I got married, I thought I was okay. And I got married and I realized I have to repent a lot. And so now you know why I study these topics pretty hard. So forgiveness, unforgiving nature. Let's go to, I'm going to go fast because I want to go to some practicality, which is going to be very toxic for some of us, because there are things that we disagree on. But it's okay, because I'm going to only show it from the Bible. Right? So I'm going to go quickly. Stacey, Barrow, help me with this one, these verses. Matthew 5:48. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Within the context, you know, where is that context? Is you love your enemies. You pray for those who persecute you. You pray for those who backstab. We cannot bear somebody, backstabbing us. But say, pray for those who spitefully use you. Meaning, you are aware that this person is using you. You know what? And this is where Christians have really gone down from the scriptures. You know what? This is where they club the verse. You know which verse they club with this to? You know what? Pambine pole buddhi. You are called to die in the process. And now you want to use the mind of a serpent to rise from the dead that you are supposed to be dead to. In the process, you will die. പിന്നെ അങ്ങനത്തെ ദൈവം അറിഞ്ഞു തരും ചർച്ചിൽ. ചർച്ച് ഇസ് നോട്ട് എ പെർഫെക്റ്റ് ഫെലോഷിപ്പ്. ചർച്ച് ഇസ് വെർ വി ഗ്രോ. യു നോ ഹൗ? ബൈ ലവിങ് ദോസ് ഹു യു നോ ദാറ്റ് ദേ ഹേറ്റ് യു ടു ദ കോർ. God will not give us a church on this side of eternity because he wants all of us to be like Christ. Christus sevicha, how was the church that Christ loved? They didn't even look for him. They persecuted him without any cause. Appa pinne ninne enne nammale ore orthrem yeshuvine pole aakanongil yudaye pole pattanam tharathilyo. When Judas comes, can you say, greetings, friend, and give him a kiss and welcome him into the same fellowship, knowing that he is going to stab you? That's the example Christ set. It's not easy. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be merciful. Luke 6:36. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. And the reason you have to experience, you want to be merciful is, you know why? There's a verse in James, I can't remember. It says, mercy triumphs over judgment. And in Malayalam, karuna nyayavidhiye jayichu prashamsikkunnu. I think that's how it goes. I think it's James 2 or something. If you find the verse, but yeah. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has not shown mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Meaning, on the day of judgment, you have escape. If you, 2:13, alle? Yeah. If you have escape, the only way is you have to show mercy now. And if you have to assure your eternity, you should pray, Devame shemikkan pattathe oru rendu vere kooda. ക്ഷമിക്കാൻ പറ്റുന്നവരെ അവരെ വേണ്ട, അതാ ചുങ്കക്കാരും തമ്മി, പാപിയും തമ്മി. ഈസി. ഞാനും ചില കള്ളത്തരമുണ്ട്, അവനും കുറച്ച് കള്ളത്തരമുണ്ട്. ഈസി. എന്തോ ഇത്. പക്ഷെ വിശുദ്ധൻ വരുമ്പോൾ ഇവനൊരു ഇറിറ്റേഷൻ. ഈ വിശുദ്ധനെയാ ടെസ്റ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്നത്, മറ്റവനെ അല്ല. ഇറ്റ്സ് ദി ഹോളി വൺ ഹു ഇസ് ടെസ്റ്റഡ് യൂഷ്വലി. യു നോ വൈ? സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ലവിങ്. ഹീസ് എ സിന്നർ, ഹീസ് ലൈയിങ്. Then who was Judas? Sometimes God will give certain people certain money bags to test whether you will overcome the struggle to take the money out. ദൈവം ചില ഉത്തരവാദിത്തങ്ങൾ ഏൽപ്പിക്കും. ആ ഉത്തരവാദിത്തത്തിൽ പോരായ്മ കാണിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഉണ്ടല്ലോ, ദൈവം വെളിപ്പെടുത്തുക, കുഞ്ഞേ, യു നോ ദിസ് ഈസ് എ ചാൻസ് ഫോർ യു ടു റിപ്പൻറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദിസ് പേഴ്സൺ യു ഹാവ് ടു ലവ് ഇൻ ദ ചേർച്ച് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്. ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ആർ ദ പീസ് മേക്കേഴ്സ്. വെൻ ഫോർഗിവ്നെസ്, അൺഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് എക്സിസ്റ്റ്, വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ഇസ് നൗ ദർ ഇസ് നോ പീസ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി കോൾഡ് ആംബിയൻസ്. യു കെ നോട്ട് ടോക്ക്. ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി ടോക്സിക്. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. So now I said, the mercy is not just here. On the day of judgment, you receive mercy. Because of your dealing with your fellow brother, we don't need to start loving outside. Ee sabayilulla ellavarum aathmarthayittu snehichamadi. Because they will know that you are my disciples with the love that you love each other. Or extension of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to that is, they will know that you are my disciples by the way you forgive each other. സഹോദരനോട് ക്ഷമിക്കുന്നത് കാണുമ്പോൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങൾ പറയും, ഇത് യേശുവിൻ്റെ സ്നേഹം തന്നെയാ. പക്ഷെ സഹോദരൻ്റെ കുറ്റം പറയുമ്പോൾ അവർ പറയും, അപ്പൻ്റെ ഭക്തി അവിടെ, എൻ്റെ ഭക്തി ഇവിടെ. നാളെ നമ്മൾ തന്നെ അതിനു വേണ്ടി ഉപസിക്കുക. എന്തിനാ? ആദ്യം നമ്മളാ മാറണ്ടേ? ഐ ഷുഡ് ബി ദ വൺ ഹു ഷുഡ് ബി വില്ലിംഗ് ടു ഗോ അപ്പോളജൈസ് ഇറസ്പെക്റ്റീവ് ഓഫ് ഏജ്, ഇറസ്പെക്റ്റീവ് ഓഫ് വാട്ട് പൊസിഷൻ യു ഹാവ്. That is the calling. I'm going to go into some practical things here. Before I go there, I want to touch one more thing is, see, we don't want the king to be involved in our matter. That means we have delayed in obedience. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 14 says, can your heart endure? Ezekiel 22, 14. Lots of pressure. Yeah, so can your ഞാൻ നിന്നോട് കാര്യം തീർക്കുന്ന നാളിൽ നിന്റെ കരം ബലപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുമോ? That's fine. See, we don't want the king to be involved in our case because he already forgave us and he expects us to forgive. But when he starts to be involved, now this is the verse we have to say is, wait, the day I'm going to settle accounts with you, how will you be? നമ്മൾ ലാസ്റ്റ് വീക്ക് വി ഹാഡ് എ വണ്ടർഫുൾ സെർമൺ ഫ്രം ജോഷ് സെയിങ് ദാറ്റ് പ്രേ ലാറ്റ് ലോർഡ് ജീസസ് കംസ് ആൻഡ് ഐ വാസ് വണ്ടറിങ് ഓ വാട്ട് എ പെർഫെക്റ്റ് കണക്ഷൻ, എല്ലാവരും വരണമെന്ന് പറയും, പോകുമോ? ലൈക്ക് വി ഓൾ വാണ്ട് ജീസസ് ടു കം, പക്ഷേ ഇത് സെറ്റാവാതെ എങ്ങോട്ട് പോകാൻ? വി ആർ ദ കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് പീപ്പിൾ, ആഫ്റ്റർ ജീസസ് കംസ് നെക്സ്റ്റ് സൺഡേ വിൽ ഗ്യാദർ ടുഗദർ ഫോർ ഏർലി. അങ്ങനെ ആരും കാണല്ലോ കേട്ടോ, നിങ്ങളത് അതുപോലെ അങ്ങ് വിഴുങ്ങല്ല ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞ്. You get my point? When Jesus comes, we all have to go. So just get reconciled now. Because you don't want the king to get involved in this judgment. Because if king starts to involve in the judgment, can your hand endure it? Can your best debate work against the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Do you have a chance? Is there something that you can say, avan adu cheyidathum konda njan idu cheyde? ദൈവം പറയും, ദേ ക്രൂശ് കാണിച്ചിട്ട് പറയും, ഞാൻ ഇത് ചെയ്തിട്ട് നീ എന്തോ ചെയ്തു. ഐ ഷോഡ് യു ദ ക്രോസ്, വാട്ട് ഡിഡ് യു ഡു? ഐ ഷോഡ് യു ദ ക്രോസ് ചേർച്ച്, വാട്ട് ഡിഡ് ദ ചേർച്ച് ഡു? ഗോയിങ് ടു സം പ്രാക്ടിക്കൽ തിങ്സ് ഹിയർ. ദിസ് ഐ പ്രേ ദാറ്റ് എവരിബഡി ലിസൺസ് വെരി കോഷ്യസ്ലി. ലെറ്റ്സ് സേ ദേർ ഇസ് ആൻ അൺഫോർഗിവ്നെസ് മാറ്റർ. ഹൗ ഡു വി ഡീൽ വിത്ത് ദിസ്? So many different opinions. I'm going to back it up with verses. Number one, you can go to the person if that person has the nature of the king. അതായത് കർത്താവേ എന്നോട് ക്ഷമിക്കണമേ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ക്ഷമിക്കുന്ന ഹൃദയമുള്ള വ്യക്തിയാണെങ്കിൽ you go ahead. Because that's what the servant did, right? He said, Master, forgive me. If that person has that heart, you're confident, go for it. Second, if that person is spirit-led, then you can go for it. What do I mean by spirit-led? Paul and Peter had an argument in the Galatian church. അവരുമായി വിഷയം ഉണ്ടായില്ല, പിന്നെ പറഞ്ഞു തീർത്തു. Third, if you think that particular matter causes that person to go from eternity, then go deal with it. But speak the truth in love. These are the three things that I could think. Because generally my approach is, don't talk about it. You will think, why? Because the other person is probably not like the king, having a compassionate heart. Or the other person may look spiritual and may not be mature enough to handle your correction at that point. That is very possible. Adundana, we need to have mature people in church to involve in these stuffs. I'll tell you, my advice would be, generally my advice is don't talk. I'll tell you why. Because they may not be as mature as what you think they are. They may be darshanaka kaanu. Pashe jemikkan varathu. They will prophesy to the, you know, without a mudinare vyathyasa illada, they will prophesy. So when we talk, if you look at the scriptures, right, about forgiveness, it's like if you think someone has someone against you, go ahead. But it doesn't say if you have something against someone else. Because if you know, you don't want to be causing someone else to be hindering, like you don't want someone else to be hindered by your immature way of delivering the matter. So this is under the assumption that we are mature. Because usually when we are in pain, we don't know how to convey the message. That is why I was telling a friend of mine recently, I'm glad you waited a few days. Because when you respond at that time, your punch is more powerful. It is more unforgiving. You have done more damage than what you would wanted to heal. So take time. Recognize whether you are being led by the Spirit. I think I have told the statement. I was encouraged by my own sister when she said one statement about somebody. Forgive me, you know, this is not for attacking anybody. But she said one statement about one auntie who used to be in a church who used to say this is like, I don't know, a decade ago. And that auntie had the nature of saying, enikendeyilum manasilunda njan andare paranju theerkum. And my sister, I never bothered about it. But my sister said the statement. She's like, adu velli medukana vichara. And I realized it later. My sister was right. Because at that point of response, you may have destroyed the person. Adu devasnehathi nalla. Adayathu, to respond quickly is not the attitude of the Holy Spirit. Adu jadathinte oru sugam. Enikku thannu thirichu koduthu. അത്രേ ഉള്ളൂ, അല്ലാതെ അവനെ നേടിയതല്ല. ടേക്ക് ദ ടൈം. സോ ജനറലി ഐ സേ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഇസ് ഡോണ്ട് ടോക്ക്, ഗോ പ്രേ അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ്, ലെറ്റ് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് കൺവിക്ട് യു. മേ ബി യു വേർ റോങ്, മേ ബി യു ഹാവ് ബീൻ സോ സ്പിരിച്വലി പ്രൈഡ്ഫുൾ ദാറ്റ് യു നെവർ സോ ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് യു വാണ്ടഡ് ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ പേഴ്സൺ ടു ഷോ ദാറ്റ് ടു യു. ആൻഡ് ഇഫ് യു വെന്റ് ടു ഇറ്റ് ടു ഗോഡ്, ഗോഡ് വിൽ ഷോ ഇറ്റ് ടു യു. ദൈവം അങ്ങനെ, I am telling you, my Sunday school students show me my faults. They don't even realize it. My friends over here, my youth friends, they show me my faults and I say, oh Lord. But imagine I was like, Nyan Atmiyan, Avaripan, they just started, they found Christ recently. No. Generally, be very cautious. Colossians chapter, Paul and Barnabas, you know, they had an argument. How did that turn out? They were pretty spiritual, right? They split. ഇപ്പോഴത്തെ ഭാഷ പറഞ്ഞ രണ്ട് സഭ. ഹായ് സി, ബട്ട് യു നോ വട്ട്, സിൻസ് ദേ വർ സ്പിരിച്വൽ, ബൈ ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ദർ ലൈഫ് ദേ ബി യുണൈറ്റഡ് അഗെയിൻ. പക്ഷെ നമ്മളങ്ങനല്ല, ഇന്ന് പിരിഞ്ഞാൽ പിന്നെ ഇനി അങ്ങ് ചെല്ലുന്ന വരെ കാണത്തുമില്ല, അങ്ങ് ചെന്നാലും നീ സ്വർഗത്തിലുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഞാൻ അങ്ങോട്ട് ഇല്ലതാനും. യു സി, ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് എ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഡിസഗ്രിമെന്റ്, ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓക്കേ, ബട്ട് യു ഷുഡ് ഹാവ് ദി ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ് റീകൺസൈൽ സൂൺ. You have to see, forgiveness only happens depending on the maturity of the person who is receiving it too. If the person is immature, you can't speak it to them because you need to give that person the time for the Lord to deal with that person, to understand what you're talking and where you're coming from. And you have to prove that biblically, which means you don't want to respond it based off of your emotions, your ego hurt. Colossians 3 verse 13. Why I say it's better not to just be fast at talking and hold off on it. Colossians 3 verse 13. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so also you must do. Does anybody's version have, say, if anybody has a complaint against one another, go talk it out? Bobbin's version? KPC version? No. You have a complaint, forgive. See, if this unforgivable, this unforgiving servant, when the moment he left from the king's palace, got all of his accounts settled, he decided in his mind, ennoda kada ullavare ella njan marakkan poa. Do you think he would catch the servant? He already forgave, but he never did. If you have a complaint against, see, the world counselors, you know what they say? Talk it out. What do they say? It is normal. Talk it out. You wait. Being a child of God, wait. Ask the Lord whether I should talk it out. Whether this person can receive it. Whether it will lead to this person being spiritually edified. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. So when you're resolving an argument, resolving an unforgiving matter, if you think it glorifies God, please go for it. But if you are not sure, it is better not to take that risk. And ask the Lord to forgive you. And pray that in time you may be able to get it right with the person. But don't be hasty. Because ellavarum parayunne njan ottiyadiki paranju theerthu. No, adu jadigama. That is carnal. You look at the Corinthian church. They had so many gifts. But you know what he says? Oh, you guys are carnal men. I could only speak to you like saada manishare pole. Have you heard? How many of us have heard this response? Brother, ennalum nammal manishare? Manishare avanallallo vilichathu. Aathmiyan avanalle vilichathu. He called us to be spiritual. But what is our response? We are still humans, no? See, I know. I see where it's coming from. But we should say, we are still humans, but this is not what Jesus called us for. That should be our attitude, right? So, going quickly, Ephesians 4:32, it says that forgive as Christ forgave you. And Ephesians 4:25, can you get that 25, please, for me? Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going. Mm-hmm. Okay. Necessary edification. Meaning when you go to resolve a matter, make sure it is only edifying the other person and you. Okay, keep going. Next. That it may impart grace to the hearer. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, because you are trying to resolve an argument. If that comes from a selfish attitude, what happens is the Holy Spirit within you is grieved. Ah, Parishuddha Atmava ninne vella vidhene nityathayilekku ethikkuvan shramikkumbo nee pettanu chaadi kerri oru krupa illathe mattullavare nashippikkanulla varthanam paranju kaniyal. The Holy Spirit is wanting to get you all the way to experience the redemptive nature away from the sinful world. And so it is saying, if you compare the verses above and below, it is saying is, avoid the talk, forgive, because don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know what is the worldly counsel saying? Go ahead, talk, because you know what? They are not concerned about your redemption. Ippa ellam theerkan aanengil, adu jadigam. നാളെ വരെ ക്ഷമയോടെ വെയിറ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്നത് ആ കൃപ. ഇഫ് യു വോണ്ട് ടു റിസോൾവ് എവറിഥിങ് ടുഡേ, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് മീ ബീങ് ഇൻ ദ ഇൻസ്റ്റന്റ് വേൾഡ്. But God is saying, wait. You know why? Because when you wait, you start to get a clarity. The Lord starts to work to you. You start to yield to the word of God. You are given the grace to understand what this is saying. But don't be hasty. Ah, brother andilonde parangu. My dad and my, I'll stop with this. I knew this was a big topic. My dad and my pastor in Kerala, they went to a house and there was the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law were not getting along. They spent 3 hours. Next day morning, my pastor got up on the stage and he said a statement that stuck with me. He said, "Paranju theerkavanu chindikkanda, parayaa theerkaangi kolla." Don't think that you can resolve a matter by talking. Let me ask you, all of you, ask honestly to yourself. anything that you have talked to another person, unless the person was extremely mature, it never got resolved. At least you in your heart still remember it. Adha satyam. Or you may have forgotten it, you have destroyed the other person in the process. That is true. Because you know why? It is the impulsiveness, Proverbs 28 or something, it says, impulsiveness exalts folly. എടുത്ത് ചാടി രണ്ട് വാക്ക് പറഞ്ഞാൽ പോഷത്വമേ ഉയർത്തത്തുള്ളൂ, വീണ്ടെടുപ്പല്ല. Impulsiveness exalts folly and patience will exalt righteousness and godliness. പക്ഷേ you have to wait. You have to bear that pain. If you notice in Ephesians, Colossians, it said, bear that same verse, Colossians 3 is, bear with each other. എന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ സഹിക്കുക. Can you imagine if I said, like, okay, you know, me and Sangeet, we have no concern, so I can say, yeah, nanga Sangeetine sahikkuva. I'm, you know what, how is Sangeet? He's good, I can bear with him. But you have called to bear. Meaning, you know, when you bear, when the person has still not given you the respect and the honor and the appreciation and the love, you still bear it. Because that person has flawed in an moral expectation. You had a moral expectation, that person failed. You still bear it. Sahikana vilichekune. And be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Keep in mind, children are watching. Oh, no one anything except love. Love does not keep a record of wrongdoings. And let me conclude with this verse. We all say this verse. You know what? There's a verse in 1 John. It says this, is that kaanna sahodane snehikkan parathillengi kaanatha devathe engane snehikkum. How can you love God who you cannot see if you cannot love the one who you cannot love the one who you cannot see? Or let me extend that love to forgiveness. How can you go to God if you cannot forgive the one who you can see in front of your own eyes right now? If you have prayed to be like Christ, God is going to give you certain people who will irritate you. Yan eppozhum parayum, the godly marriage means it is God giving you a godly spouse who will irritate you so much so that you will recognize in you all of the ungodliness and you will take it to the Lord and you will submit, and that will cause you to be like Christ.